I can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really. A charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad, it just wasn't. Well, okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive. They existed in the same world as the phoenix or the unicorn. Then one day, a day like any other, I googled erotic audios for women. That was the day I exited the highway, took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now I don't know where the fuck I am. But whatever I am doing these days, wherever I am, you're there. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen when I lean forward to put dishes away. As soon as my belly touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear, and I feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip, just like that. I smell the testosterone, that scent of man and musk, and I feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up, and I drag my lower lip into my mouth and pin it between my teeth and then sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think, and then that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. Greedy bitch. That wanton trollop. The small of my back curves and my ass thrusts out and tips up, and my stance widens, and there's this moment when I shiver from head to toe at the thought of you filling me. My muscles tense. Oh, and that sweet throb fires in my pussy, and my chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. And your lips can press right there. Then I hear a car door, or my phone vibrates, or a dog barks, and I blink. I collect myself, I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs, I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand, and my control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure, my posture is perfect, and only the pink flush on my neck gives me away. That, and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym, on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand, and all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my hands and arms, the push of my thighs and calves. One moment I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes and counting strokes. And the next moment, my blood is hot and reckless. A pulse is pounding in my throat, throbbing in my pussy. The wet gusset of my panties drags against my defenseless clit, the way your voice encourages my fingers to slide. And you're beneath me, looking up. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide. Back and forth. Your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers, and your eyes are hooded and glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning, low and rough, And you say, ride me. Fuck, baby. Grind. I blink and I realize where I am. I'm on the damn machine at the gym, trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats, the blush of shame masking the flush of arousal, but my nipples are hard and my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench inside my Chuck Taylors. There's a damp patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused and my breathing is ragged. And the man on the elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I was hoping there were no witnesses. I bet he can smell the pheromones pouring off of me from across the room. I'm so close, damn it. So goddamn close. Two more strokes and I come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This hot ache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to that lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dita Von Teese? But she's not my crack. She's not the C4 that blows up my brain. No. That would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Fuck. So, so close. That's it, baby. Come for me. I need you to. Come for me now. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you like you're picking up the thread of a conversation we're having about desire. About satisfaction. The sound of you is so clear in my mind, the deep and warm, just rough enough tones. Yeah, I'm gone for the timbre of your voice and those deep growls that don't laugh. They sound like thunder rolling in from the distance. Your voice sounds like lust, dressed in a tux. The jacket off, sleeves rolled, strong hands parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. A spare, final, wistful thought of my wide, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I pull over and I jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back, tug and push and pull my yoga pants to my knees and oh God, my clit is so stiff, so swollen, so needy, and I'm burning up from the inside out. I suck my ring and middle fingers in my mouth. Images begin to flash along with the sensations. I wish these fingers were yours. Or the head of your cock. Oh, I make my fingers into a V and glide along my pussy lips, pressing them tighter, or, oh God, your mouth. Any part of you that you would be willing to share with me. What would make you crazy? God, my mind veers off after this thought. I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so, so fucking much. I get that wild when I think of that, how much I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so fucking hot for you. I'm past foreplay. I just want to make you hot and achy and horny, willing to do whatever it takes to get off, just like I am right now. Your wanton creature. A woman lost to shame and propriety who now has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. Oh, I fucking crave that. The sound of you. Oh, you just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere and my pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen. I'm so lush. And my panties are drenched. It's a disgrace. And I don't care. Oh, I throw myself into my favorite, never fail to get me there fantasy. We're in a bar, and you introduce me to some guys from work. And as you're talking, I quietly and casually drop to my knees, unzip your jeans, and take your cock into my mouth as you talk to them. I'm very careful at first. And you absent-mindedly stroke my hair and my face as I do. Then wetter and sloppier and deeper and more reckless until you can't focus on the conversation anymore. You weave your fingers into my hair and look down at me, thrusting yourself into my mouth and smiling that devilish grin every time I gag on your beautiful cock. You look back up at your friends and say, "Excuse me, but my needy girl needs to be fucked and I'm the only one she'll have." You pull me to my feet, you kiss me hard and ask me where I want you. Oh, God. There's only one thing I want. I tell you, please, please, baby. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass right here, right now, in this bar, and let everybody see. With your hands gripping my hips, you flip me around and tell me to grab onto the wide brass rail at the edge of the bar. I bend over and arch my back and tip my hips just so. You tell me to ask for it. Because you love to hear me ask for it. Please, please, just please, please just fuck my ass. Fuck it hard and deep and I'll fuck. Yes. Oh, God. God, yes. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, you tell me to take it. And that drives me crazy. Those two little words, I don't know why, but they do. Oh, fuck, they do. And you just pound me. You just grip my hips and your fingertips are, oh, I'm gonna have bruises on my hips, and I don't care. I don't fucking care. Oh, I'm so close. I wanna come. Please, please, please tell me you want me to come. Oh, God, and your voice. Oh, God, yes, your voice says to me just what I want to hear. Oh, come with me, baby. Be my good girl and come here now. Come with me. Oh, yes. Oh, good girl. Oh. I grip my headrest with my free hand and my hips lift and thrust and circle in this perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh, God, I wish your mouth was on me. I would press your face against me and weave that figure eight on your tongue. Oh, it would take no time at all. And I'd fucking shake to pieces. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. So, here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you or summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me, and I come for you. And it's so, so fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting the Reddit app from my phone and... Wait. Is that... Did you? You did. Did you just post a new audio? Oh.